just all of a sudden, it, snap your fingers, blink your eyes, and the sun's up. It's
goes down the same way.
Goes down the same way, I'm being told.
It, to the horizon, and then just 10 minutes is dark.
It happens so quickly.
It takes a long, long time to get to the horizon, you see, and it's still quite light and beautiful.
It's lovely. So we've got daylight here at the Drovers Festival in Camerwheel, and the lady who was just explaining all of that to us then is Ruth Lay. Now, she, you've heard us talking about Liz Flood, who organises the Drovers Festival. Ruth is Liz's cousin, and when you think about droving, I guess you normally sort of think about the blokes out there on the horses doing the hard yards, but tell you what, Ruth has done a lot of hard work droving in her day. Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
Tell us, I guess, first about your family connection to Camerwheel.
Yes. Well, via Liz, of course. But once we heard she was running the Drovers Reunion, I had always gone to Springshaw, where Liz grew up, to see them, or Emerald, Roma. And then all of a sudden, when Liz was here, we came up, fell in love with the place, come every year. And I flew up this year because... Well, I had a bit of trouble with my car, and it was 2,000 miles, 2,000 kilometres by yourself, so I flew.
I think that was very wise. Where do you live these days, Ruth?
I live mainly at Sassafras, which is above Nowra on the south coast, on the very property that my dad and I did all the mustering. The mustering was harder than the droving, really. The mountainous country is horrendous. My father was an outstanding bushman, truthfully, though I think he was good at everything. And I followed him through the scrub and around the whatever. I've lost some tracks since he died, of course, and I faded back down. I was only ever half-handy, never ever outstanding. And then when I started to get better and better, I was too old to do it at all.
I reckon you were more than half-handy, Ruth. Ruth, what's it like? I mean, it's mainly men, to be honest, that are drovers. What's it like being a lady who's been out there doing it?
Well, once I did it by myself with the help of another couple of men. They were beautiful people, and they let me control the situation because it was my mob. And I didn't find it hard, but some men could make it very hard for you. Well, obviously, I left them at home.
I think that's very wise as well.
Yes, that's exactly right.
How did you become involved in driving?
Oh, well, my dad needed a hand when I was about 13 or 14, and he said, how about you hop on the truck and come with me? I haven't got anyone at all. And from that minute on, I never went back to school, did anything else. And I went to school without walls, which is pretty obvious when you speak to me.
No. And that was down in New South Wales that you went to school?
Yes, all around Sassafras, Goulburn, Braidwood, Nowra, that area. Wagga, then I went into the Riverina with the sheep, which you people don't love, and my cattle were a pole Herefords, which you people don't love, and I come from the deep south, so I'm hoping you like me.
You're a bit of a Mexican.
Yes, well, you put up with it just for today. I'll be gone on Tuesday.
Tell us about some of your journeys and experiences driving.
I think the wet weather, which sounds an extreme, but it was just so wet in the 50s, 60s when I was with my dad on the road. We've got steep rivers, not very wide, all run 10 times faster than water out here, but not wide. You can hear them roaring 3 miles away because they're coming out of the mountain. And we had to have cattle between the rivers and stay with them. And then we got up on top of the mountain, and there's no bridges there then. So we were up there, just Dad and I. And we would watch the planes go over, and Dad said, oh, the army will drop us, because Dad's a great old, he's a major in the army, and he'd been through two world wars. He said, oh, the army will drop us, and Tucker, don't worry about it. And I was waiting for this army food that was going to be so much better than what we were living on. And we got across the river the day before they dropped the tucker. So anyway.
You missed out on that good food.
Missed out on that one. And that was sort of, I'm making it sound light, but it was a pretty tense time. Yeah. We had three or four horses and all these starving cattle shut in around the house and short of food and roaring rivers. You wouldn't attempt to go near them. And some of the poor people up there before my time, they lost two or three little children, like they do out here, and a lovely young fellow. They just took the ceiling out of the house with the timber, made a coffin and buried them. Like, it was tough times down around the mountains, down in the far south, yeah.
So we're talking, not to trivialise it, but we're sort of talking Man from Snowy River sort of country here.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes. Well, it runs on up into towards the Snowy Mountains. I'm in the Buttawang Range to identify it, and there is a gap around... Brindabella's come in on it, and then you go continue on up and you go into the Snowies. So it's the, but we are the warmer end of the Snowies, and it's not warm either, but it is the warmer end. We get some snow, just flitting falls, but we don't get the proper snow. They get up closer to Cooma.
Ruth, did you think you would end up a drover at 14, 15 years of age when your dad took you?
No.
What were your plans?
I wanted to join a circus.
Did, and do what?
I was going to be the trapeze artist.
So what did you think when all of a sudden you found yourself out there with Dad and droving became your life?
Well, for a start, I wanted to do lots of other things in my mind, but I wouldn't let Dad down. And then I got to love it and I wouldn't leave. So I just reversed once I got to about 17 or 18. Because I had a lot of lovely friends, like not on the road with me, but I'd stop at Nerrigan dance all night. And I'd go to Tarragon and dance all night. Just they were my little outings, and everyone on the road knew me, and really I felt they loved me. They'd throw me a chocolate out the window, ask me my horse's name every time they met me.
What was his name?
Kyrat. Don't ask me where I got that from.
Was it more difficult for a woman on the road?
Yes, because the men all get in their own little group and you are the woman. They want a cup of tea or they've got to be packed up or anything's done. They wouldn't just say, go and do that, you know. That was a bit gruff, but it would be left for you to do.
So you had to do the domestic...
Spoke my mind and left it for them.
Oh, yeah. So you were expected to do the domestic type jobs?
Yes, if I was silly enough to do it. Do I look as if I would have been suppressed into doing such a thing? Not for long.
No. Well, look, people can't see you at home, but Ruth does not look like a lady that would just take orders like that, I don't think. I think you would.
So right.
You would have told them, Ruth.
Yes, straight.
Have you got a family that the tradition of droving's being passed down to?
No, not really. They're all farmers, or all cattlemen, really. More cattle than sheep. But then when I married, my husband was... all sheep. That's how I got tangled up in the Riverina, because his father was all sheep and big, big tracts of country in the Riverina. So that's where I started droving sheep and got a little bit away from the cattle. But I missed the cattle that much. I started a Pole Hereford stud in 62 and I've still got the same cattle. My husband's been dead 17 or 18 years and I don't have any sheep on the place at all. You're from the cattle.
Coming back to something like this, how important to you is it to keep these memories going and recognition of this work that's been done?
Everything. I just think about it through the year when things get really tough, terribly dry down there. Now I'm on the point of selling my last mob of cattle. I'll just hang on for another 6 weeks, and I've been doing that because I don't want to part with that last 200 on each property I could turn. And that's about a quarter of what I should be running. But the weather will absolutely dictate what happens there. And every time I want an outing or think to myself, I think, oh, it's going to be good at Camerwheel, I'll go anyway. So I really look forward to it and put it right on top of my list for my holidays. I think that's about all I could say, but I really do love coming back, love seeing Liz. Trying to coax her to come down to have another reunion, because Liz and I have a pretty fair party when we get together.
I can imagine. Ruth, it's been lovely talking to you this morning. Enjoy the weekend, and lovely to see a lady who's been part of the droving.